This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
We actually missed last Friday's segment, so we'll talk about things from the past 2 weeks. Got a couple of items from a week and a half back or so?
Right. The Inland Empire is getting some attention from media outside the area. An HBO film crew has been filming a documentary piece about the Inland Empire, interviewing people in Riverside, Redlands, and San Bernardino. For a documentary they're making for HBO at five areas around the country to kind of shine a light on areas that don't get that much attention. In addition, the LA Times did a big profile about our new Riverside County supervisor, Jeff Hewitt. He's a libertarian. And the question was, can his success getting elected as a county supervisor, does that mean that the Libertarian Party is becoming mainstream rather than kind of a fringe party? It doesn't have very high registration, but the Republican Party registration has fallen off so dramatically in the Inland Empire that the LA Times writer Gustavo Arellano said Hewitt is actually being asked to come speak to libertarian groups around the country about how he got elected to a mainstream office.
Sort of our own Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez here on the other side of the aisle?
Well, I wouldn't really describe him as flamboyant a personality. He seems kind of low-key. He was on the Cala Mesa City Council for a number of years, including serving as mayor. And his campaign manager told the Times that what they did was they sought Democratic voters who, because Hewitt was running against a Republican, former Assemblyman Russ Bogue, Democrats might not have anyone else to vote for, and they do have some areas of agreement.
Interesting strategy, and it seemed to have worked.
It worked.
Okay, next. Video game retailer GameStop has agreed to pay $500,000 to settle a consumer fraud complaint by the Riverside County DA's office.
The Riverside County DA filed a consumer protection lawsuit against GameStop for allegedly sometimes selling stolen goods. The company's business model is to pay cash or give store credit for used video gaming equipment. And the prosecutors said that they did not keep close enough track of where that equipment came from. GameStop admitted no wrongdoing in the settlement, but did issue a statement saying that they have complied with all applicable laws ever since the DA's office first contacted them in 2015.
Okay, and next, Cassie, you and I speculated some weeks back that after the election of John Valdivia as mayor and a couple of new council members, that we would be watching what happens in the city of San Bernardino. Turns out it's looking interesting. Three San Bernardino council members walked out of a council meeting just before a vote on the new mayor's request for more staff. Catch us up.
Well, there does seem to be a split emerging on this council, and these three council members, all three long-serving members of the council, rather than allow Valdivia even to get a vote on his request for four additional employees, and by the way, to make his chief of staff the supervisor for all of the employees who work for the city council. That was very controversial. They walked out so that there was no quorum, because you remember there are only six members of the council right now because Valdivia's old council seat is vacant. And so by Henry Nickel, Fred Charette, and Jim Mulvihill walking out, there was no quorum and they couldn't vote on the issue at all. Now, they said they were going to come back the following week, but it doesn't look like they have managed to act on that yet at all.
And I'll bet this is not the end of fireworks at San Bernardino City Council.
No, and Valdivia said he's going to take a stand and he doesn't care if he doesn't think that having a split on the council like this is a problem.
Stay tuned. And finally, Scandia Family Fun Park in Ontario has been sold to an undisclosed buyer. Is it going to continue to be a family fun park?
No, the former owner said it's not going to be a fun park anymore. In fact, they're selling off the equipment, including the roller coaster and the kiddie train ride and all that stuff. The former owner said it was a pleasure over the 27 years that they operated as Scandia Fun Park to serve Inland Empire families so they didn't have to drive all the way to the big amusement parks in LA County and Orange County. But he would not say who the buyer was, and he said he wasn't sure what's going to happen with the property. It's almost 8 acres right next to the 15 freeway off Harupa Street in Ontario. So that's probably very valuable commercial property with visibility from the freeway. We'll see what happens.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. The segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.